Welcome back to the Bushnell Project and Making Marriage Great. John Bushnell here. And going through Proverbs, that is our goal here this month, to try and do a chapter every single day. I pray that has been going well for you with that. And we are at Proverbs chapter 21. I want to talk a little bit about some of our desires, or wrong desires maybe, or lack of desire even. So a couple of verses from Proverbs 20. Looking at 16, 17, and 25. So 16 says this: "One who wanders from the way of good sense will rest in the assembly of the dead." Ooh. Yeah. So you don't like to take good advice, not looking for good advice or good sense, and you're going to wander from it. There is a place for you to rest. It's called the assembly of the dead. That's the warning there. Verse 17, "Whoever loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich." I'm not talking about that. That's your greatest desire. Your desire is for pleasure, entertainment. The gaming industry, if you will, can capture you, right? And the next thing you know, you're poor. But let me rest here on verse 25. "The desire of the sluggard kills him, for his hands refuse to labor." So some just a lot of great proverbs here, but just a little bit of a theme there on us as husbands, as men. So just talking to men, I know there's some young men who aren't married that listen to this periodically. And just to encourage you, the blessing of work, the blessing of going and doing hard work. And even as where I'm working right now and looking at how do we make our systems good so that the work is simple. It's not necessarily easy, but it's simple. Simple to follow, simple to do, so that it can be done, and it can be done accurately, and it can be checked on easily, right? So there's a lot of work to be done out there. You think about a farmer, and some of the work that a farmer does is not complicated, but it's not easy. It's still hard work. Some of the work that even a doctor does, or a surgeon does, is not always complicated, but it's not easy. It's hard work. And I think we think that hard work's a bad thing. And really it comes down to what's your desire. Is your desire to glorify God? Is your desire to be a good man, a godly man? Is it a desire to make your life count for something? Well, then go after the hard things in life. Go do what's hard to do. Not necessarily what's hard to do because you're not good at it. So if you're not good at sports, maybe you shouldn't play sports. But find that thing that you are good at and do it well. And it might be hard sometimes. So even doing this podcast, sometimes I'm like, I don't want to do the podcast. I don't even know if anybody's listening out there, right? But you are. And I may not know who you are, but probably do. And I appreciate you listening. I really appreciate it when you let me know. That's really encouraging. But I realize that I'm doing this now because I feel a calling to do this. This silly 5 minutes at five, five at five, 5 minutes at 5 a.m. is good for me. Maybe I need to hear it more than anybody else. And it's a hard thing to do sometimes. And it's not, I should rephrase that. It's simple. It's definitely simple, but it can be hard. It can be hard to get motivated to do it, right? So sometimes on a Monday morning, it might be hard to motivate yourself to get out of bed and go do what you need to do. And I just want to encourage you. That's okay. It's okay to have those feelings. It's not okay to let those feelings overcome you. Get up, get past it, get beyond it, and go do it. Sometimes it's hard to love our wives, to cherish them, to want to give them the love and the respect that they need, because maybe we're not feeling the respect or the love. And I want to encourage you guys, let's do the hard work. Let's love and respect our wives regardless of whether they've earned it today or this week or this month. Let's love them despite their brokenness, realizing that God loves us despite our brokenness. And when we were still his enemy, he loved us. And so let's not go the way of the fool and go away from common sense, good sense, sense from God, wisdom from God. Let's go after the wisdom of God. Hope you have a great holiday weekend. If you don't go to the podcast, I will do a podcast on Thanksgiving and on the Friday. I am not going shopping on Friday, pretty sure. Unless my wife will only feel loved and cherished if I take her, then I will obviously go. But I like to stay home on Friday when it's Black Friday. So I'll have a podcast out there on Thanksgiving and on a Friday. Otherwise, you guys have an amazing Thanksgiving holiday. God bless.